Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. We'd like to welcome everyone out to the sacrament meeting today. And this is Fast and Testimony meeting. I know we missed Fast and Testimony last month, because of our snowstorm. So welcome to the first Fast and Testimony meeting of this year. President Anderson is presiding today, and I'm Brother Tom Crabb conducting. So we'd like to welcome anyone who's visiting with our ward and any new members that might be here today. Glad to have you here with us. And many of you may have noticed that we didn't have a program when you came in, so we'll work on getting you some announcements so you know what's going on. We'll refer to some things toward the end of the program. So we'll go ahead and get the meeting started with our opening hymn, number 25. Now we'll sing with one accord, and then Britton Hainsworth will give us the opening prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be gathered together on this Sabbath day to fast together and to share with one another our testimonies. And we ask that we may have the Spirit here with us, that we may seek its teaching and guidance today, so that we can have a better week and a better year, as we all have different needs and different desires. And we ask that we may be able to find ways to serve those around us and be able to find gratitude in all those things that we have. And we love thee and we pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, once again, we apologize for not having bulletins out. We're still having some printer and copier issues. So just to make you aware, the Nest Builders Group is meeting on a week from Monday on the 11th at 6:30 at Jeff and Tammy Hill's home. So put that on your calendars. And the other thing, kind of a recurring thing, the Steak Institute for Adults is every Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock here in the Relief Society room. So to make you aware of those few things. We also have some ward business we'd like to take care of. We have some releasings. With the following people, we want to release the following people. Christy Gilbert as ward music chair. Shanna Holland as ward temple and family history consultant. Jacob and Sierra Packer as primary workers. Jacob and Sierra Packer as ward choir directors, and Tammy Hill as Relief Society secretary. We propose they be given a vote of thanks for their service, and all those who wish to express their appreciation may do so with the uplifted hand. Thank you. We've also issued the following callings, and we ask that if the individuals are here, if they would please stand. Shanna Holland as ward music chair, Christy Gilbert as ward temple and family history consultant, Jeff and Tammy Hill as ward young married mentors, and Angela Weeks as ward choir director. We propose that they be sustained. Those in favor may do so by the uplifted hand. Any opposed by the same sign. Thank you very much. All right, we'll now prepare to partake of the sacrament by singing hymn number 175, O God, the Eternal Father, after which the Aaronic priest will bless and pass the sacrament to the congregation. We'd like to thank the priesthood for the dignified and reverent manner in which they pass the sacrament. You probably noticed a lot of new faces today, both young and old. We have Dallin and Tyler Hill, our new deacons with us, and their father was helping them. And also Miles and James Lewis were there, and their father was helping them. Colin's got one whole week under his belt. And Philip is our seasoned veteran that came in the quorum in August. So there's a lot of changes in the deacon's quorum, and so we really appreciate the good work they did today in the sacrament. So today, as I mentioned, is Fast and Testimony meeting. I'm grateful for the opportunity I have to share my testimony with you today. I'm grateful to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as you saw today, I'm grateful to have a prophet that has given us new and updated revelation, like changing the age. Normally we'd have deacons trickle in one by one as they turn 12, and now we suddenly had five come in the quorum by moving as they were 11. So It's a big change, but it's interesting how easily, as we listen to the prophet and follow the prophet, everything kind of goes smoothly. The wards come along. I know that I've talked to colleagues that had way more than five kids coming in, so it's a big change, but it's something that we as Latter-day Saints are going to benefit from, and I think it's going to be a really good change for the youth and the church. I'm also thankful for all the, you know, it seems like since President Nelson's been in, there's just been a continual flow of revelation that's changed things, and it's a testimony to me to see how easily we as a congregation, as a church, listen to our prophet and take the revelation and move forward. You know, it's not simple. Any of you that worked in large organizations, change is not easy. You can imagine 15 million people making changes is not easy, but the way the church is inspired to use things like the handbook, the way that the leadership trickles down and everything flows, It really does build my testimony of that the prophet knows what he's doing. He's guiding the church in these latter days and is the speaker on the earth for our Savior and our Father in heaven today. I'm grateful for the Book of Mormon. It's one of those things that every time you read it, you learn something, you get new impressions from it. It may make sense of some things in the world today that didn't make sense when you read it another time. And I know that the Book of Mormon is true, and it is the keystone of our religion. It's the thing that if it were not true, everything else kind of falls apart. So it's one of those things that really does make a difference if you study it and read it every day. And I'm grateful for the influence the Book of Mormon's had on my life. And I'm grateful for my Savior and his atoning sacrifice and the opportunity we have to take advantage of that and make our lives better and be able to change and move forward as we make mistakes, as we all do. I'm grateful for everything that I have and for my family and the support and love that they are to me and the opportunity to serve and everyone's willingness to serve in callings and to speak and things like that. It really helps us out as bishopric members. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We now have until 25 after, so encourage all of you that would like to bear your testimony to come and bear a brief testimony. Let us know who you are so as it's being recorded, people know who is speaking. And we'll finish up at 25 after.
I know all our hearts are just bursting. That was just beautiful watching the 11-year-olds pass the sacrament today. And I was just thinking about the calling of our youth today and the caliber of our youth. And the bar really is being raised. It's amazing to think about the revelation that's come to us and how President Nelson has called the youth to be part of the youth battalion to gather Israel on both sides of the veil, and how now he's got the 11-year-olds involved in this, and it's just growing, and it's really exciting. I was thinking about how last Sunday Chantal Gilbert gave our Laurel lesson, and just what a high level of teaching and just the ability and the spirit that she brought to the meeting. And as each of the Laurels were making comments and contributing, it just was blowing my mind at how prepared and how much hope we have for the future with the youth that are rising up and heeding the call that the prophet has given us. And I'm so grateful for that. And as I watched my former Cub Scouts passing the sacrament today, I just felt really excited and hopeful, and glad that they can be part of a part of our Heavenly Father's work. And during the sacrament, my mind was taken back to youth conference that we had in this past November up at Aspen Grove, and one of the lessons that was taught, I think it was by Sister Waldron, our Stake Young Women's president, she gave an object lesson, and that Aspen Lodge up there was covered in sticky notes, and she got a volunteer from the audience, and one of the youth had a certain amount of time and to see how many sticky notes he could gather, and he worked as fast as he could and grabbed as many as he could, but it didn't seem to make much of a dent in that room, was still covered, and so then she enlisted the entire battalion there in the room and gave them that amount of time, and every sticky note was gathered. She made the point that we are all needed in this work, and we all need to be part of gathering Israel. Just thought about that. And as I saw the new deacons, and I thought about our new beehives, and also thought back to last week. I was able to meet with the Temple and Family History Committee in our ward and catch some of their vision for the ward and how the youth can be involved in that. And I'm getting really excited and grateful for the family history consultants and those who will be helping the youth to find names that we can all, I want all of them to find their own names to be able to take to the temple in March when we go as a combined young men and young women the week of our ward conference. And we're providing some opportunities for help with that. And so I hope everyone will catch the vision of that's what our prophet's asking us to do. That's part of this youth battalion that he's enlisting. And he has said that there's nothing better that we can spend our time doing. So I'm grateful for that direction so that we can, there's so many good things in the world today to spend our time doing, and I'm grateful that we have direction from our prophet to help focus that and help us make wise choices. I'm grateful for A loving Heavenly Father, I'm grateful for my Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful that He atoned for me and each of us personally so that we can overcome the weaknesses and the trials and the difficulties that we have in our life, and that we can become more like Him. And I'm grateful for Joseph Smith and for his part in the restoration, and for the Book of Mormon, the opportunity that we have to study it, and that we can each personally pray about it and know if it's true and find our own conversion. And I bury my testimony of these things and my Savior Jesus Christ, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
My name is Heidi Waite, and I also was kind of bursting seeing our little primary boys just last year passing the sacrament, and we just loved them, and it was kind of, we had mixed feelings when we heard that the 11-year-olds were going to be leaving us. You know, we enjoyed their energy and they were fun, but I know that this is a really good revelation. I just want you to know that I do have a testimony of this gospel. A lot of times we go back to our primary room and I don't get to see many of you, but I just want you to know that I am so grateful for this church, and I'm grateful for the Book of Mormon. I have been reading that and pondering that every day, especially this past year. And with all the things going on in the world, it gives me great peace. And I see lots of things in there that apply to my life today, even though it's ancient prophets and wars and things going on. I also have a testimony of ministering and the things that people have done for me. As a teacher, I've been on many committees at both the state and region, and even the national level, I've helped with a few things, and no committee has been better than my church committees. The people that I work with in all of the callings I've had. And I just like to say to all of you that I have worked with over the years that you have blessed my life, and I have learned so much from you. And even just this last month, there have been some things that have been going on, and I haven't really told people a lot about it, but my people that I work with that know me have reached out and just blessed my life, and I appreciate that so much. I'm so grateful for the leaders that we have in the church. They work tirelessly on our behalf. We have no idea the stresses and the things that go on in their minds as they drive through our neighborhoods, the things that they have to think about. I don't want it. I don't like being put in those positions, and sometimes we are in it, and it's hard, and I know, and I am so grateful for them for taking on that responsibility and those callings. And I just wanted you to know that I love this church, and I'm so grateful that it's in my life, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Buhman. That long space of time in between bearing testimonies, I know that there's a lot of testimonies out there to be born, and I know that the Lord tells us if we'll bear our testimonies, that He'll bless us and our testimonies will grow stronger. And I thought, then why am I sitting there? Because I surely want that blessing in my life. And I know we all do. I am grateful to the Lord for the opportunities He gives to us to grow in this church, to learn, to deepen our testimonies. And I am grateful to Him. I am grateful to God the Father, who gave us His Son, that His Son gave His life for you and I. Without that, we would have no opportunity to go back to our Father. because of what he did for us. And if we baptize and repent and try to live good lives, we have that opportunity to go back and live with our Father. I have a testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am grateful, Father, for all the blessings that he has given to all of us. As I watch my children grow up, who are now all over 40, it is a blessing as they try and do the right thing. Not that we don't, that everything's perfect, but I am grateful, Father, for them. I am grateful for you and how you've helped me in my life. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'd like to bear my testimony. I'm grateful for my LDS heritage. Right now I have a grandson that's on a mission in Brazil, which is makes me excited about that. And I was a missionary in Peru a long time ago. And I'm glad that that tradition is still going on in our family. And not only that, my best friend Don Kelly, I've been kind of raising one of his daughters a little bit here, because they got divorced a while back. And Camila Kelly now is a missionary trainer in Santiago, Chile, where I have also spent some time down there. And that's exciting to me that Don Kelly's great-grandfather was the captain of the fort in the American Fork way back in the old days. At the same time, my great-great-grandfather was the captain of the fort in Fort London, which is now Heber. And so they were close back in those days, I'm sure, as they did some fighting together. And a considerable amount, actually. But it's just interesting how the generations go by and the family bonds that we have interconnected with each other continues to be there, even though we are usually absent-minded of it as we go through life and look at each other and fail to remember or recognize the heritage that one another has and how our ancestors were very deeply and personally interconnected in their struggles to bring the gospel forth. And even today we continue to struggle, but often mindless of our connectivity. I miss the old days, and I miss the old apostles and the way they preached. And things change in the church, and the church moves forward and progresses. It certainly does. But some of us like to look back at the way old things were done and reminisce on those a little bit from time to time. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I'd like to see more of it, actually. I know the church is true. I've defended the church many times. I used to be able to go through the Book of Mormon I could flip through the Book of Mormon and quote scriptures while I was pointing them out to people on the street. And that was quite a fun thing, especially when some of the other religionists couldn't believe that anyone could know the Book of Mormon at all and memorize it and be that familiar with it. It was stunning. And my advice is always to missionaries to focus on the Book of Mormon and quote it and emphasize that more than the Bible, because they've already have the Bible. They don't have the Book of Mormon, and they need the second witness of Jesus, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses or more, all words shall be established. And that's what the Book of Mormon is a witness to Jesus Christ, and it has to be used as such and emphasized because of the lack of awareness of the poor, ignorant people of this planet, who are much less aware of their connectivity than even we are, as we sit amongst each other, children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren of the same friends that worshipped and fought and worked together long ago. And I pray that we will all remember this heritage and magnify it and make it as much a part of our lives as we possibly can whenever we have the energy to do that. I see in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I have to say, Brother Wally was very lucky to serve in Peru. It's that beautiful women out there. My wife's from there. my name is Jason Hill. I just want to bear you my testimony because it was such an honor and a privilege to be there with my boys and see them pass the sacrament. Now, most of you know of my history, of my health. Of my accident I had when I was 9, but I remember how much I loved playing sports growing up and wanted to learn how to play sports again, doing things with just one arm. But one of the most important things I wanted to do was be able to walk and pass the sacrament. Because I was 12 when I started to walk again, pretty much. And my first time back in my old home ward back in San Diego, I did that. And I remember that time because it was such a spiritual time for myself. And even though I probably made that sacrament go on for about 30 minutes because it took me so long to walk, but my ward was there for me, and they knew, and of my situation. I am just so grateful now to be able to see my kids doing that. And it was kind of funny because afterwards we sat down, my wife says, "You know, honey, that's the first time I ever saw you do that." And we're almost coming up to 12 years of being married here this week. And I never told anybody, even my own wife doesn't know this because I kind of, I don't want to say ashamed of it, but the very last time I did do a sacrament was I actually was coming on that side and I actually sprained my ankle, my right foot. And then they had to help me hop, and we had to finish it off. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. But now having a brace and things, and the Lord's given me such great things, I am truly grateful. And I know that this church is true. I might not show it, might not be the greatest person, but I do know that this church is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I love everything about it. I'm grateful to be a part of this ward, for the members I've been able to get to know, and for the bishopric, past bishoprics we've had. This ward is just an amazing place. And I love you, and I just want to bear you my testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yesterday, I had the opportunity of going to the temple last night, and I just felt so grateful for the revelations that we have been, not we, but that President Nelson has received for the church. And I just feel so strongly that he is the prophet that is meant to be here for us. And I just am grateful for the Restored Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and for the priesthood and the blessings of being able to go to the temple and see these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, brothers and sisters. For those of you that know me, you know my name. But for those who are listening on the recording, I'm Chandler Anderson. But at first, I'd like to start out with a little story that I heard a little while ago. It's about three fish. Two fish are swimming together side by side, and they're just having a pretty good day. An older fish is swimming the opposite way, looks over to them, nods at them, and says, "How's the water, boys?" And then he swims away. The two fish, they continue to swim. And then after a little while, one fish turns over to the other and says, "What on earth is water?" I thought that was really fascinating. And just thinking, like, if I was a fish, would I know what water was? I don't know. But through these past few days, it's been really busy for me through like work and school and everything. And the stress level has been rising just a little bit just because of all the things I've had to do. And with that, I've been thinking about like Jesus suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane and all the things I've had to do with that. And as I was sitting down in my chair, sitting next to my dad and my little brother, I was thinking, should I go up or not? And then my dad kind of like glances over at me and like looks away. I was like, oh, he knows. And so, because I was also thinking up here when I was blessing the sacrament, watching the little deacons, I was watching like the mild confusion that was going on all along, and I was like, I remember those days. Those were fun. Those were good to do. And I thought about Jesus suffering. He suffered for our sins, and he knows all our pains, all our sorrows, all our happiness, but he also knows our confusion, the way we think, the love that we have for other people, and he's been through that. He's been born of this earth as a young boy, unknowledgeable of the world and learning. And he taught so many people on his short ministry here on the earth. And with the people that I have trouble getting along with sometimes, I have troubles loving them sometimes, but through that, I know that he knows what I feel. And I cherish that a lot because I know that because he knows what I feel, I know that I have someone to share with me, or share the feelings with me, I guess you could say. And occasionally I'm just sitting alone and I just think, thank you so much. Now, I guess just help me in my next trial. But I love this church and it's great. It's helped me through so many things. It's made me happy. I had to get up this morning. That was fun. But I'd like to say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
We'd like to thank everyone who's borne their testimonies to us and for the spirit which we felt today. We'd also like to thank Sister Clifford and Brother Jackman for their help with the music today. As a reminder, since it's not Priesthood Relief Society this week, the young men have been asked to do some of the help in cleaning up since we're the last ward in the building, and we need to make sure that we put down all the chairs and help the elders' quorum doing that as well, but make sure we put all the chairs down in every classroom and also empty all the garbage. So what we'd like to do is ask that the young men be able to leave class a few minutes early and meet over by these classrooms on the northwest side, and then they'll go ahead and take care of the chairs and the classrooms and the garbages throughout the building. As the last word, we just need to make sure we clean that up well. And one other thing this week, we need to clean up even a little bit better for everyone who's here in the building. As you saw the signs on the doors, the carpet's going to be cleaned tomorrow, so we need to have the building as clean as possible, make sure there's no books on the carpets, make sure every classroom, the chairs are up against the wall, pick up any papers, things like that, so that everything's as clean as possible for when they come in and do the carpet cleaning tomorrow. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and have our closing hymn number 136, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives," and the benediction will be offered by Libby Lewis.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity to partake of the sacrament today and to renew our covenants and to hear a testimony of Thee. We ask that Thou would please continue to be with us throughout our meetings and today, and that we may have Thy Spirit with us, and that we may have opportunities to serve, that we may be able to draw closer to Thee, and that we may be able to Help our families and our ward family draw closer to thee, and they see these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.